I'm mad for you. I dream of you at night. I long for you by day. I'm no good with any other woman. I think of nothing but you. Of you and me.
He's not a thug. You're living in a very different time here. And it's the betrayal of Anne Boleyn for everything that he'd wanted from her. I don't believe by the time he marries her that he's in love with her. Mm-hmm. I think he's fallen out of love with her sometime. I think he was never properly there.
Not excusing the man. I mean, why do you seem to have so fallen for him, that the beheading side, the ruthless side of him? Why can't you just own up to it, Nathan? You played a butcher.
No, I think you find that was Woolsey's, his dad. I think the point is that he wanted her to do a very particular job. And when it came to marrying her, by that point, he wasn't in love with her in My Henry. So he needs her to fulfil her duty, and she doesn't.
But Dominic, do you find that there was a side to him you had to portray as ruthless, as vicious, as killing, capable of killing?
In the version I did, it's not really represented, and it sort of airbrushes slightly over that. But he does. With Catherine and with Wolsey, he lets these people go.
Prove but our marriage lawful, and by my life and kingly dignity, we are content to wear our mortal state to come with her, Catherine, our queen, before the primest creature that's paragoned of the world.
So please, Your Highness.
Is it something that many actors would rightly turn down, Nathaniel? Do you think it's a part to be feared?
No.
But did you want to play it when you first heard your name mentioned as a Henry?
No, I was doing the audience at the time, playing Gordon Brown, and the producer came in, and it's the same producer, and he said, would you consider doing this? And I just said, no. I turned it down twice, actually. They came back the following week and offered me again, and I went, no, I don't know.
Why?
Because personal reasons, really.
Nothing to do with the scope, the scale, and all the things I have in my head as an audience member, I think I know about Henry. Chicken bones, codpiece, swashbuck.
No, that's almost true now for me of Shakespeare.
When I went into France, I captured the town of Terouan, which you called...
A doghole, Majesty.
How could you say so?
I've been there.
So have I, at the head of an army. You told me I could not lead my own troops. You told me if I was taken prisoner, the ransom would bankrupt the country. So what do you want? You want a king to huddle indoors like a sick girl?
That would be...
And how much ownership do you have? Do you think that Damian Lewis is allowed to play Henry? Once you've played him, do you feel a sense... Especially for you, Nathaniel, given that it's the same play, basically.
Yes, seeing him come out with some of my actual lines was really strange, I have to say. It was quite strange, but I was enjoying myself so much by the point he turned up. And I think that's one of the joys for Henry in the play, actually, is that he's talked about a lot before he comes on.
How do you rate the others, Dominic? Does it matter to you? How do you rate Damian Lewis? There's Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, there's Sid James, there's Charles
Sid Lawton. James, brilliant.
I mean, what about you, Dominic? How do you rate those?
Sid people? James, yeah. I mean, it just shows you can have a take on it. People can personify him in lots of different ways, but he will still be around no matter which actor comes.
Yeah. Mm.
And Dominic, when the play was first performed, it famously was the end of the Globe. I mean, it's almost worth more legend than Macbeth, it seems to me, as an outsider.
It literally brought the house down. There were cannons fired in the scene with Cardinal Wolsey, and the whole place went up in smoke. And they rebuilt it the next year, not with thatch, but with tiles. But there was only one man was injured, and his backside caught fire, and he put it out with bottled ale.
That was it.
That was the only actual casualty.
So, I mean, let's finally ask you a couple of questions. Are you surprised to be here talking to us about Wolf Hall? Do you feel that it's inevitable that we keep wanting this story to be retold? Or is there something specific to this writing? Dominic, it's not yours, but maybe that means you're a fairer person to ask first. Is it the fact that Wolf Hall's making us think again about this in new ways?
Or? Yes, I think so. It's Cromwell's point of view. So you see a man having to pick his way through difficult circumstances where any moment it could fall down about his ears, and seeing it with his patron, it has done.
Don't you know when to give up? let me bless you. This is what they've waited for. Suffolk, Norfolk, Boleyn. They won't rest until they have my head. You should leave me, Thomas.
What's interesting about Henry VIII is to tell the story about the effect he had on people around him and vice versa. So maybe what's new is we're thinking, if this is such a primary colour, what would it have been like to have been next to it? That maybe that's what it does to us in the audience. It makes us think we're not Henry, we're the person next to Henry.
That's a very good point, buddy. I think what you've got, and I did hear Hillary say it at times, and it really surprised me in rehearsal. This is her take on Cromwell's take on Henry and the situation that was there. I think she feels quite open to somebody else coming up with a brilliant idea about somebody else's take in later times about the same situation, someone doing yet more research than she's done, which is a phenomenal amount of research. Wolf Hall isn't Shakespeare, so we've got an accessibility there.
Damien Lewis came to see you in Wolf Hall. Did he steal your part?
No. We're wearing the same costumes, obviously. Not actually the same costumes, but very similar-looking costumes. All beautifully, beautifully made. I certainly couldn't give Damien any advice. I think he's a marvellous actor, absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure he'll, as we see the production progress, we'll see a lot more of Henry, and we'll see why he was cast as Henry.
Dominic, read it, see it, go. Don't be afraid. You're the king.